Petersburg voters will decide this fall whether to ban smoking in most workplaces and public spaces. In a 5-2 vote Monday, the City Council gave its final approval for a citywide smoking ordinance to go on the ballot. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Supporters have said the measure is mainly aimed at protecting workers from secondhand smoke. It would ban smoking in bars, shops, private clubs, offices, virtually all businesses where there are employees, whether or not they're open to the public. It would also prohibit outdoor smoking within 5 feet of public doorways, sporting events, playgrounds, and ball fields. When a more generic version of the measure was originally introduced this spring, a handful of residents spoke out against it. Since then, the council has made several changes recommended by a committee of smokers, non-smokers, bar owners, and other concerned residents. For instance, bars would be allowed to have enclosed and well-ventilated rooms where smokers could still light up, but employees don't have to go. The outdoor rules are a little less strict. Also, the restrictions would not apply to fishing boats or other mobile marine vessels, but they would still apply to land vehicles, cars, or trucks, and that's been an ongoing concern for Councillor Mark Jensen. Jensen is one of two councillors who have been more critical of the ordinance in general.
I read that in vehicles. If, for instance, I have a business and if my vehicle is used for business, then if I had a friend that smoked cigarettes, he couldn't smoke in my vehicle. And not that people do anyway, but just I know I have friends that are in that situation.
Jensen proposed an amendment to exempt vehicles from the prohibitions on smoking in enclosed workplaces. The way Jensen interpreted the wording, a skipper or his crew could not smoke in a truck with the name of their vessel on the side. Ordinance Review Committee Chair Ben Johnson agreed the current wording seemed to prevent anyone from smoking in a work vehicle, but he explained the committee's intent was only to protect employees.
If someone was a saner and had their boat name on the side of their truck and no one else drove around with them, I thought kind of covered in where we talked about when someone could work if they had an office where no one else ever went into, like an accountant, they could smoke in their office. It was the same idea where in this case, if no other employees were in the truck and ever had to go in the truck, then smoking was fine. That was the intention.
The amendment to exempt land vehicles from the measure failed on a 5-2 vote. Only Jensen and Councillor Dan Hickman voted for the change. It was the third and final council reading for the smoking ordinance, and the agenda included a public hearing, but no one from the general public turned out to comment for or against the measure this time around. The overall ordinance passed its third reading by a 5-2 vote, with Councillors Jensen and Hickman opposed. Hickman emphasized that the final decision will still be up to the voters.
And everybody in Petersburg will then have to decide as to whether they now are going to mandate this type of ordinance to the private citizen.
The smoking ordinance will appear on the Petersburg ballot this October. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.